So all these big name investors that you guys see out there, the Grant Cardones of the world, these guys at some point learn to raise money, because I don't care how much money you have, eventually you're going to run out of your own money and you need the ability to attract private capital.
Welcome to the Rich Drummers Report, where we talk real estate, business, and wealth building, all while keeping it real. No fluff, no BS. I hope that you enjoy the show.
All right, guys, welcome to another episode of The Report. In this episode, I am going to talk about what I would do if I was starting all over from zero, no real estate, no net worth, what I would do to make money knowing what I know today. So I'm going to give you three options. The third one is going to build you the most amount of wealth. But starting with number one, I would start a wholesaling business. And basically all that is, it's a great ROI on your time, but basically you're just going out and finding deals. There's real estate investors out there everywhere that are looking to buy deals, whether it's single family looking to fix and flip, whether it's multifamily deals. So you got small multifamily, you got large multifamily, boutique hotels, you can get into the larger commercial stuff as well. But everyone out there, investors, they need deals to buy. So if you can figure out a way to find deals and source off-market deals, you can basically tie up these contracts and assign them to investors who will pay you a premium just to have the rights to buy that property. And so literally, you don't have to put any time into renovating these properties or getting lending or figuring out how you're going to operate these properties or manage them. All you need to do is figure out how to find the deals, and then you assign these contracts over to the investors, and then you can take a premium. I know many people that have successful wholesaling businesses, and it doesn't require a ton of, you know, capital. It doesn't require anything really than learning the ability to go out there and find deals. So the takeaway is, if you can go out there and find deals and you can hustle, you can make a lot of money wholesaling. And, you know, some of these boutique hotel deals, I mean, for example, we got a referral program. We're paying anyone out there on social media a referral fee. If you bring us an off-market boutique hotel between $2 and $10 million that we close on, we will cut you a check for $50,000 at closing. So that's one example of what I would do if I was starting from zero. Learning to become a successful real estate investor can take a lot of time and dedication, which some people just don't have. If you're one of these individuals, this doesn't mean you can't invest in real estate. My company, Summers Capital, is buying a bunch of boutique hotels right now, and you can invest with us in these deals without having to do any of the work. Our team sources the deals, we secure the lending, we take care of all the renovations, and we even handle all the day-to-day operations with our in-house management company, making it truly hands-off and passive for our investors. If you want to learn more to see if we can help you, go to summerscapital.com/invest to book a call with our team. Again, that's summerscapital.com/invest. Now back to the show. Second thing I would do, I would start a co-hosting short-term rental company. What is co-hosting? So basically, all it is you are getting a commission, monthly commission or spread, to manage other people's short-term rental properties. This does not require any upfront capital. This does not require any money to furnish these properties. This does not require an ability to go out and buy real estate. All you're doing with this model is you are managing other people's existing properties as short-term rentals, and you are taking a split of all the gross revenue that comes in. So, you know, one of my companies, we manage short-term rentals for third-party clients, and we also manage a boutique hotel right now that is owned by a third-party client. So I've done it before. It's very, very simple. So basically, you just need to go out there. You need to meet people that own real estate, whether it's a long-term rental, maybe they're looking to operate it as a short-term. There's a lot of listings out there on Zillow, you know, Hotpads. You can go find people that are trying to lease out their single family homes. And then you can approach them and say, hey, you can make a lot more as a short-term rental. I can manage it for you, yada, yada, yada. But that's one way to do it. And there's also a lot of people out there that are already operating short-term rentals, and they're like, hey, I don't want to do any of the work. Or they're using a management company. Most of the management companies out there are not very good. So you can go in there and poach them from their current management company. And it's a great way to build up cash flow without having to use any capital at all. And so typically you're going to charge anywhere from 15 to 25%, depending on the market, depending on the deal. And it's a great way to get your feet wet, to start getting some cash flow going. You know, you start managing 10, 15, 20 of these things, and you're collecting 15 to 25% on each property, it starts to add up pretty quick. And, you know, next thing you know, you have some revenue coming in. You can start hiring some people, some VAs. You can start leveraging out some tasks, and you can focus on really scaling it. So that is another thing that I would do. Number three, I would partner with people that have money, but they don't have the time. And this method right here is probably going to gain you the most wealth long term. It's going to give you the ability to own real estate and build generational wealth. So I would partner with people that have money, but don't have the time, because you, or if myself was starting from zero, I have all the time in the world, but I do not have money. So you need to go find people that have money, but they do not have the time. There's a lot of those folks out there. You just have to go find them. So I would go to networking events. I would go find local real estate meetups in whatever market that you're in. I would start shaking hands. I would start hanging out in areas where you're going to find high net worth individuals, country clubs, tennis clubs, stuff like that. And I would go meet people. Another thing I would do is I would get on social media. I would get on social media. It's free. I would start just documenting what I'm doing. You know, hey guys, I'm looking for this today, or I'm going to this real estate meetup today. I'm looking to partner with people that want to invest in multifamily or whatever it might be. But basically what I would do is you find the people that have the money, and then you got to go find the deals. And so knowing what I know today, I would go put these deals together, whether it's, you know, single family fix and flip. Maybe you find a nice opportunity that you're going to flip. You go find a couple partners that have the money, and you do all the dirty work. You bring the sweat equity, if you would. You know, manage the construction, the renovations, and all that sort of thing. And then in turn, you get to split the profits. And so you can do this with fix and flip. You can do this with small multifamily. You can do it with large multifamily. You can do it with boutique hotels. You can do it with office, retail, all these other asset classes. Most of these investors out there didn't get to where they are today without raising money. So all these big name investors that you guys see out there, the Grant Cardones of the world, these guys at some point learn to raise money, because I don't care how much money you have, eventually you're going to run out of your own money and you need the ability to attract private capital. And so this third method is going to create the most amount of wealth for you long term, because you're going to get ownership in all of these properties for putting in the sweat equity. You're going to get all the tax benefits. You're going to gain all the experience for putting these deals together, operating them, getting the lending, all that sort of thing. And so you're going to get the most experience by taking down these deals. And once you take down a couple, the sky's the limit. You can start taking down larger and larger and larger deals. Hey guys, real quick, I hope that you're finding value in this show. If you could do me a huge favor and drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or whichever platform you're listening on, it would mean the world to me. Also, if you know of anyone that would potentially benefit from this podcast, feel free to share it with them so we can help more people build wealth through real estate investing. Now back to the show. And so just to recap, if I was starting from zero, I would, one, either start a wholesaling company. I would go source good deals, and then I would assign these deals to investors out there, and I would take a premium for assigning the contracts. Number two, I would start a co-hosting business or a short-term rental company, to where I'm just managing other people's short-term rentals, and I'm taking a 15 to 25% split monthly of all the gross revenue that is created. Number three, a partner with people that have money but don't have the time, because I have the time, but I don't have the money. I would go take down multifamily deals, fix and flip deals, larger multifamily deals, hotel deals, whatever it is that you're into. I would go put these deals together, and I would pull together investors that have money, and then I would do all the sweat equity and make these deals go, and then give the investors a return. And in exchange for putting all the deals together, I would take a split of all the equity and proceeds. The takeaway, though, is this. In order to do any of these three steps, you have to get out there and network. So you have to go out to your local networking events, find the local real estate meetups. You have to get on social media. If no one knows who you are, it's going to be very, very hard to do any of these things. But if you go on social media, it's free to post, and you just tell people what you're looking for. Hey, I have deals. I'm looking for investors that want deals. And then you get on the calls with these investors and find out exactly what they're looking for, and then go find them exactly what they're looking for. And then the last thing I would say is you got to shake more hands. And so, You know, I always say this at the end of the day, if you're not making the money that you want to be making, it's simply because you're not shaking enough hands. So get out there and shake hands, meet people, get on social media, go to networking events, make it happen. So anyways, hey, that's it for this episode. I hope you guys found value. I'll see you in the next one. Thank you for tuning in. Peace.